Jane, receiver. Hello? John, caller. Hi, is this Jane? Jane.
This is Jane.
John. Hi, Jane, it's John. Jane.
Oh, hi, John, how are you?
Or,
oh, hi, John, what's going on?
John will now digress and lead you into a conversation about nothing from which you will have to recover and then fish out the ultimate purpose of the call. There is a better approach. Jane.
This is Jane speaking.
John.
Hi, it's John.
Jane.
Hi, John. I'm right in the middle of something. How can I help you out?
Potential continuation. John.
Oh, I can call back.
Jane.
No, I have a minute. What can I do for you?
Don't encourage people to chit-chat and don't let them chit-chat. Get them to the point immediately. If they meander or try to postpone for a later undefined call, reel them in and get them to come to the point. If they go into a long description of a problem, cut in with name.
Sorry to interrupt, but I have a call in 5 minutes. What can I do to help you?
You might instead say,
name.
Sorry to interrupt, but I have a call in 5 minutes. Can you send me an email? The third step is to master the art of refusal and avoiding meetings. The first day our new sales VP arrived at Trusan in 2001, he came into the all-company meeting and made an announcement in just about this many words. I'm not here to make friends. I have been hired to build a sales team and sell product, and that's what I intend to do. Thanks. So much for small talk. He proceeded to deliver on his promise. The office socializers disliked him for his no-nonsense approach to communication, but everyone respected his time. He wasn't rude without reason, but he was direct and kept the people around him focused. Some didn't consider him charismatic, but no one considered him anything less than spectacularly effective. I remember sitting down in his office for our first one-on-one meeting. Fresh off 4 years of rigorous academic training, I immediately jumped into explaining the prospect profiles, elaborate planning I'd developed, responses to date, and so forth and so on. I had spent at least 2 hours preparing to make this first impression a good one. He listened with a smile on his face for no more than 2 minutes and then held up a hand. I stopped. He laughed in a kind-hearted manner and said, "Tim, I don't want the story. Just tell me what we need to do." Over the following weeks, he trained me to recognize when I was unfocused or focused on the wrong things, which meant anything that didn't move the top two or three clients one step closer to signing a purchase order. Our meetings were now no more than 5 minutes long. From this moment forward, resolve to keep those around you focused and avoid all meetings, whether in person or remote, that do not have clear objectives. It is possible to do this tactfully, but expect that some time wasters will be offended the first few times their advances are rejected. Once it is clear that remaining on task is your policy and not subject to change, they will accept it and move on with life. Hard feelings pass. Don't suffer fools, or you'll become one.